These two guys dropped out of college, grabbed a camera, and made $71 million in less than 5 years. Jake Kassan and Kramer LaPlante built Movement. This is the watch brand that gives you a Rolex feel for a Timex price tag. And there's a ton to learn from how they did it. I'm going to tell you all about it in just a second. Before we get to it, if you're new here, my name's John Davids. I've helped my clients make over $200 million working with my marketing and growth agencies. You can learn more about that at johndavids.com. Of course, while you're there, get on the email list. I make content like this just to teach you, to educate you, to help you make a lot more money, build brands that get to $100 million and beyond, just like all my clients. And of course, this is free, but you got to do me a favor. You've got to like, you've got to subscribe, you got to leave a comment on the podcast feeds. If you're on Apple, Spotify, anywhere, if I am in your ears right now, pick up your phone and I want you to tap the follow or subscribe button. And then I want you to give me a 5-star rating. That's all I ask, of course, on YouTube. Smash that subscribe button. Leave a comment. I've got big goals for the YouTube channel, and I need your help to get there. Okay, let's get to the show.
You're listening to Making It with John Davids.
So rewind your clock to 2013. Jake and Kramer are roommates in college, but school's not really for them. In fact, they've been side hustling for years. So they decide to actually drop out at this point and start something together. It's all they can do because they really do not want to be in class. So they start a few things. A couple of them fail, actually. But let's get to the one that actually kind of worked, and that was a watch brand. So here's the insight they had. They figure this industry hasn't been disrupted in a century, probably more than a century. And the biggest players, the Rolexes of the world, the Zeniths of the world, all the big watch luxury brands, the Swiss brands, those players are totally ignoring the modern millennial market. I would not call their watches modern. I would not call their watches affordable for a millennial. Of course not. They're not affordable for most people, period. You want to get a nice watch from a Swiss maker, you're talking about $10,000, $12,000, $15,000, and that could just be the starting price. So they decide to whip up some samples of a new watch. They call that watch brand Movement, spelled M-V-M-T, pronounced Movement, and now they're going to blow it up. So here's where it gets kind of good. They need some seed money. These guys aren't wealthy people. They're students in college. Now they're college dropouts. So here's what they do. They snap a few photos on their Costco camera of their new watch samples that they just designed, and they launch an Indiegogo fundraiser. They're trying to raise $15,000. That's their goal. And if you pitch in, you'll get one of the early versions of their watch. Now, here's what happens next. They actually go on a trip. So they leave their Indiegogo campaign sitting there, and they come back, and they realize that they have smashed through their goal. These watches are actually kind of popular. People really want these watches. And by the end of the campaign, they have landed on $290,000. Yeah, that's a big goal breaker. $15,000 to $290,000. I would say it's pretty good performance. Now, here's kind of the funny part. Their parents at this point say, guys, give out the sample watches, give the watches to the people who gave you the money, but take this $290,000, put it in the bank, save it up. You guys just made almost $300,000. You're college kids. This should be the money that you use to build a life for yourself. No. Our boys are not going to do that. No interest. They've got some money, but this is still tiny money compared to the dreams they have and what they want to achieve. It's time to make some noise with their brand new watch brand. So Movement launches as a pure play D2C brand. Now, I want to make something clear. We are still back in 2013, okay? In 2013, it was not clear that D2C was the dominant way to go. Of course, you had some early players. You had Warby Parker. I guess you had Casper mattresses. Maybe you had Native Deodorant. You had some brands early on, but it wasn't clear that this was a dominant way to go. A lot of people would have spent those early days hustling to become mainstays and fixtures on the shelf, right? Where do we want to sell? We want to sell in these five retailers. Let's hustle our way into getting to these five retailers. But our boys don't do that. What they do instead is they say, hey, we need social and mental availability. We need to be seen and thought of and visible in social channels. Where are millennials getting their information from, their inspiration from? What's influencing them? Well, it's social media. It's Instagram. No brainer, of course. So we got to go to Instagram. So they start putting photos out. You guys know the photos, like you got a man's outstretched arm. This isn't a movement watch, by the way, but I'll show you. So you got the man's arm outstretched, and then in the background you have like the Alps or the Rocky Mountains or some beautiful mountain range, and you just got this close-up on that watch. Or you see a couple hand-in-hand running down Venice Beach, and again, the camera's kind of kissing their wrist. You can see their watch close-up. That's the kind of visual that they're putting out. That's the visual of the movement watch on Instagram. And this thing is really selling, right? It's oozing coastal cool. It's effortlessly flawless, but still affordable. Most of these pieces, most of these movement watches are priced under $200. They're pushing an aspirational lifestyle, and you just know it when you see it, and you want to be a part of it. And that's what they're tapping into. Quick break so I can tell you about DemandScope. DemandScope is a performance marketing agency that helps you acquire new customers, keep them hooked, and scale profitably. Google ads, Instagram ads, TikTok ads, landing pages, email, and more. There are so many ways to get customers today, but if you're not doing it right, you'll end up blowing a whole bunch of money. And that's why I launched DemandScope. We're here to make sure you're doing it right. Get more customers today and scale effectively. Learn more at demandscope.co. That's demandscope.co. Let's talk about growth. In the first 12 months of Movement being on the market, sales hit $1 million. That's a pretty good start. Jake and Kramer doubled down. They actually, at this point, move back in with their parents, and they shove every dollar they have back into the business, into promotion, into R&D, into getting the best watch they can, into showcasing it as best as they can. And at this point, things start to explode. By year three, they're at $30 million in sales. Okay, the next year, it is at $60 million. They double their revenue the next year. And by 2017, they hit a ridiculous $71 million in revenue. And 1 year after that, 2018, watch giant Movado scoops up Movement for a quick $100 million. I think it was a good idea to keep going with this brand, not pocket that $290,000 on day one, but keep going, pocket $100 million later, $100 million 5 years later. Not bad at all. Movement is a classic story in bootstrapping success. And there's so much we can learn from how they did it. Okay. They started with a movement. These guys lived up to their name. They recruited believers to hand over their cash and become a part of their community. This fueled huge momentum from day one. So this is what you have to understand. When I talk about community building, which I talk about all the time, what they're actually doing is they're creating a community by getting you to buy in, hand over your cash at the onset of the brand, right? When you can get people to earn their way in, right? When you feel like you're actually buying your way into something, you have much more commitment and much more affinity to it. You guys know this in your everyday life. Think about this for a second. Netflix, Amazon Prime, Costco. What do all these things have in common? They charge you an upfront fee that you're going to pay whether you use the product or not, right? You're handing over 8, 10, 12, 20 bucks to Netflix every month, whether or not you turn on Netflix. You're handing over $100, $150 to Costco every year, whether or not you shop at Costco if you have a membership. You're handing over $200 or whatever it is now to Prime, whether or not you order on Amazon. But when you do those things, you actually have, it's called the endowment effect. You are endowed to those things because you have buy-in. You've already paid the money up front. If you don't use it, you feel like you're not getting your money's worth. Even if maybe you are getting your money's worth, you don't feel that way until you max out the potential, right? Nobody sits there and says, okay, well, I've paid $200 to Amazon, but I've already ordered this many things. So dollar for dollar, I'm getting my money's worth. It doesn't work like that. You just think to yourself, I've already invested so much in Amazon. I've already paid the $200 Prime membership up front. I want to soak up all the value they can give me. That's what happens when you build a community early on. When they had these people sending the money off Indiegogo, $290,000 in total, all those people, every single one of them, felt endowed, felt bought into the movement community. And that sparked, from the very beginning, a movement, no pun intended, to get this brand off the ground. They took a totally new approach to an old market, right? So the watch market seemed crowded, right? If you look at the shelves at the watch store, it looks like there's so many brands on the market, but it's actually dominated by old world players. Movement struck hard with fresh styles, lower prices, smart distribution, and shrewd promotion. They were using Instagram to get the word out. They were using all kinds of visuals to portray this illustrious, aspirational lifestyle. They were selling watches for under $200, and they were bringing out fresh styles, things that people actually wanted to wear, these millennials wanted to wear. Not everybody. Millennials. I'm a millennial. I know this world. Those are watches that I'm attracted to, right? And finally, zero outside investors. This is my favorite part, guys. I am a bootstrapper to the core. I can't stand raising money and being on somebody else's timeline to build my business. I've done it. It gives me heartburn. Ugh. I'm a cash flow builder. I want to build something now that spits out cash that you can use to reinvest in the business and fund your lifestyle. That's how you build modern businesses. Yes, if you want to build the next Facebook, you want to build the next Google, you want to build the next OpenAI, go out and raise $1 billion. Fine. Have fun. Good luck. But you want to build a business that really has an impact on everyday life, on everyday people, and also a business that you can grow and scale at your own timeline, at your own cadence, without having to answer to some VC in a fleece vest in a boardroom somewhere? I'm not interested in that. My favorite part is that Movement crowdfunded from the beginning. And they probably didn't even need $290,000, to be fair. They probably could have done this on a lot less money than that, but they had $290,000, and then they operated lean. They moved back in with their parents. They have no shareholders and no board, and that gives you the luxury to grow at your own pace. Golden lesson, guys. Golden lesson. Start with a movement. Bring a new approach to an old market. And don't raise outside funding if you don't have to. Don't give away equity. Do not do it unless you absolutely have to. This is an awesome story and not bad for a couple of college dropouts. I want to know what you guys think. Let me know what you think of Movement. Let me know what you think of the strategies in this story that I am sharing with you. Get me at johndavids.com. Of course, while you're there, get on the newsletter. And of course, wherever you are getting this podcast, remember, you gotta subscribe, you gotta like, you gotta follow, you gotta leave me a review. That's how I know that you are loving this content. I'll talk to you guys next time.